Nautica Infinity opens the door. Nautica Infinity opens the door. Wait for the answer to open the door. Nautica Infinity opens the door. Wow!
Hey everybody, welcome to the 7th episode of the Temporary Uncles podcast. We're once again a week late.
What, you didn't let me come here at episode 69?
I might bring... Well, we've got a guest on today, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe don't sit too far away from the mic, just in case.
Don't get too relaxed, otherwise we won't be able to hear.
Yeah. I am just a mouse.
This is James.
Yo.
James is a boy.
No, I'm a girl.
With a good voice.
I'm a vocal. James. I'm actually a Vocaloid program.
Oh, well, that's why your voice sounds so cool.
I know.
Hatsune Jamesu.
James, go to the microphone and do some molasses.
But, excuse me?
Diabetes.
Yes, James is known in our friend group as having a good voice to do things with.
Hey.
But you see,
he can do a very good Morgan Freeman impression.
I doubt that.
I'd like to hear
it. Or you could.
Compared to my Mel Brooks, how good is your Morgan Freeman?
You could do like,
I am God. Nah. I don't have his groan.
This is mine. I'm Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
I can smell you.
That's CNN.
I've been rewatching CNNers recently.
Same.
So, yeah. He just kind of... That Morgan Freeman video came up on my feed again, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. I'll just watch some CNNers again. It's been a while. He's got like 5 million subscribers now. So.
Yeah, he's not getting the same views, I don't think.
Well, no, because his videos are 10 minutes long now.
Yeah, but the funny thing about my voice, though, I think I told you that when I was in primary school, I was a soprano in my choir. Yeah. I had a really high voice when I was a kid, so it just flipped the switch.
Mine was like that as well. If I ever managed to find some of my old videos from when I was like 9 or 10, and my voice is quite high pitched. In fact, I think at the beginning of this channel, it's not particularly deep either.
No, well, you began this channel, what, 5 years ago?
Whoa.
Coming on 6.
Really?
2012 was when I started.
You were a young man, you just turned 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were right in the midst of your pubis.
Yes.
And back then, you were a little,
Well, I wasn't
a little
like...
pitchier.
I wasn't like this. I was, like, just a little more high-pitched than I am now. It wasn't particularly deep, but like it wasn't a high-pitched voice.
Yeah, not quite.
My high-pitched voices were back in the days of Nintendo Waffle 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the stick figures on cracked era.
I think it was something like funny stick men doing... I can't remember
funny
what it was.
Funny stick men doing...
Do funny. I did another Pivot video on this channel called like Pivot Randomness or some shit. But I didn't delete it because I thought it was still
randomosity, moo cow, spork.
I feel like maybe I should do a sequel, but it's been like 5 years since I made it.
I think like the first thing I ever did, like you're talking about like the Pivot the program.
Yeah,
just do stick
Pivot
animation.
Stick figure.
I think the first thing I did was a mock meat spin. That's all
oh,
I made.
Man.
Meat?
I didn't even know about meat spin. I just do the stick man dick wave around.
Oh, right. Okay. So you weren't familiar with the
I
with
was
the
not familiar.
Of Mr. Spin.
Mr. Spin.
Just, you just felt something within you.
That was one
at
of those things
you
that, like,
pivot
at your fingertips. That was one of those things back in the, like, I wouldn't say early days of the internet, but, like, early days of memeness in our school as well.
Yeah, that was when people sort of...
Meat Spin was at its peak popularity in our school in, like, year 8.
Yeah, it was only popular from, like, word of mouth. Like, it wasn't
exactly.
On the internet or anything.
No.
You'd hear about it, and people would then leave it, and they would turn the monitor off, and then wait for someone to come and get on the computer.
Yeah, but every
and
now
it would just be a spinning.
Every
cock.
Now and then, it would be like these guys just showing each other the video in the locker room because, like, the boys' locker room is one of those things where it's like all the macho dudes thinking that they're macho but actually being really gay. You know.
I think I, like, remember a story. Well, no, I've got a weirder story than that. Like, of a kid just dropping his pants whilst we were playing down ball and asking people to look at his dick. And he was, like, 10.
Was it you?
So no. This was Catholic school, was it?
No, yes, this was at my primary school.
James and I went to the same school for a good, like, 4 years, because you came in the middle of, like, year 9,
yes,
I think.
Yes, in year 9. Yeah. I spent, like, 3 weeks at the junior campus to get comfortable with it, and then we moved to the senior campus, so it was all pointless in the end.
Pretty much, yeah. You came in and, like, term 4 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird. But
I liked it though because I got it out of my history homework at my other school.
Now it's odd that we're doing a bit of reminiscing because James is still a relatively new character to me, although you two have known each other for a while, and yeah. I've heard like, about the mystique that is.
You have
James.
We met
when we were like one. Well, you didn't see me.
Oh no!
Well, when
how did
Ben is? Like,
I'm older than you. Yeah. if anything, you'd be the oblivious babe on the floor trying to suck your own foot, and I'd walk in and go, "Hey."
As a 2 year old.
Yeah. As a wise and elder.
He was already a frat boy at two. Oh.
Ben was already an old Jewish man at the age of two.
I was born at the age of 93.
Ben, you're very well going to grow into an old man. You're going to be a very good old man.
He's still going to be impersonating an old man.
He's already like shorter than all of his friends. Yeah. So there's that.
I have a fantasy about really inhabiting my elderliness. Like when I get old, I'm going to take all of my own problems and then just amplify them and complain about them in an even raspier tone. And there won't be real problems. I'll be like, oh, my back. Oh, they didn't have any pumpernickel at the deli.
Ben,
and it'll be a when character.
When he becomes an old man, he's going to grow a New York accent for no reason.
But the thing is, I don't get to do that now as a baby-faced 20-year-old, right?
I wouldn't say you're baby-faced.
I get accused of being a school child all the time at work.
Really? With a nose like that?
you could be young and Jewish.
You're going to grow into that nose eventually.
Yeah, I'm going to be a really good 40-year-old who stays in and
your nose and your ears are the things that get big. They just keep growing.
They never stop. I won't get to grow into my nose.
No,
my nose will outgrow me for all time.
For all time.
That reminds me of you ever hear about the Japanese guy that killed a woman so that he could eat her in order to grow bigger?
No, I didn't hear that.
He was born extremely prematurely to the point where his father held him in one palm of his hand.
So it was like Voldemort
when he was like
10. Episode 4.
And he held him in the palm of his hand when he was 10 years old.
Oh, no, but like, he did not grow large at all. No. He was this tiny man. And then he got obsessed with like these Aryan women, like blonde hair, blue eyes, these Western women, because he was Japanese, he idolized them and he wanted to eat them because he thought if he ate something, it would fill him and make him bigger. And then he's still alive to this day, free.
It clearly hadn't worked for like the previous however long it took for him to figure that out. Because eating things didn't make him grow bigger.
No, he only ate the one. He murdered her with like a silenced gun when like he enticed her to come to her house to help him with some poetry or something. Yeah. Killed her, did other things. I'm not sure what's the rating of this podcast?
Explicit.
Because there are only a handful of people that listen to this, it's about how comfortable Cat Lover is with things.
You're obsessed with this person.
Because they're one of the visible people that comment.
Speaking of cats, though, look at Buckley over there.
He's
so relaxed. I want to take a photo of it.
You gotta put it on some way.
He's a cool cat.
Speaking of murder, like what you were talking about, you were in a short film that I did last year.
Oh yes, was murder
that I shot last year, and then uploaded. Like,
it didn't
in January.
Even twig that was you. I remember you saying, "Oh yeah, I've got an actor friend, and he does things," and I'd met you before you shot that film.
Yeah,
and then I met you again after that but both times we've been in the same room. I think it's been where it was a party for Nick.
Yeah,
and I hadn't gone, "Oh yeah, I know that guy."
Yeah. James was murdered in that video as well.
How
ironic it was that like basically for a silent film I cast my friend who's a really good voice actor.
Yeah, that's why you felt guilty and invited me here, wasn't
to make up. We'd have to do an all audio for
Buckley
that.
Get off that.
Don't eat the vinyl.
That was my fault though. I shouldn't have put it there. I'm gonna put it on top of the vinyl player now.
You are such a bad kitty, Garmfelf.
Put it into perspective, catapulted
Ben,
a valuable vinyl.
It was a late birthday present from Ben because he didn't get me anything beforehand.
A bad person.
Well, no, because you wanted to know if I had a record player, and then the actual gift didn't get there in time. And speaking of that, like that's when you guys met, not for the first time, but you met there when we went to see Ready Player One together. I vlogged that birthday party and I still have yet to finish editing it.
I was going to say, oh, I didn't see that.
No. I still have yet. It's one of those videos that's just like really, for some reason, I haven't finished editing. Like, there's almost no reason for me to have not finished editing it.
Because it didn't give a shit.
It's one of those videos that's on my incredibly long backlog of videos that I don't really need to record anything else, and yet I keep adding to the backlog.
Up with...
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Is that allowed to be discussed, or is that a secret?
Yeah, that's a secret. I'm going to believe what you say.
Along with me!
No, I've got a long backlog. I've got like a Portal 2 Let's Play I did with my brother.
The boy.
I've got like that top 17 movies of 2017 video, and I recorded that in January and still haven't finished editing it because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
From now on, can we only refer to Chris as the boy?
The boy.
The boy.
We can't use his name anymore. That's the only thing. Don't wiggle your eyebrows at me, you juvenile bastard.
Yeah, the boy is in the room. Just the so the audience know who Ben was talking
he
to.
He can hear. He knows we're talking about him.
And then there's Buckley over there. He looks so surprised because of that voice you did.
You didn't recognize that, did
he
looks, you?
Oh, that is not the best position for him to be in. He looks so fat.
It was one of the many characters that I can inhabit, and you're not familiar with my wide range.
Yes. Anyway, speaking of Ready Player One, yeah. What did you guys think of the movie anyway?
I really liked it. I like how they didn't let the pop culture references overthrow the movie.
No.
That was the one thing I was worried about.
How amazing was that The Shining sequence?
That was good.
It was especially good for someone like me who loves the movie The Shining. It's my favorite horror movie. So
it really makes me want to rewatch and replay some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did find it weird that the very first thing we see in the Oasis was Minecraft.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
That's...
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's not a joke. If you haven't seen the movie, the very first thing we see of the Oasis, the virtual reality world, is Minecraft.
Yeah, there is a little issue with the references that are contemporary now that they bring up. Because of how intrinsic to the plot retro references are, you go,
yeah.
Oh yeah, well they made that reference about a film from 1982 or something. But when they go, hey, did you see that Twitch stream? You sort of go...
Yeah, they should have just said stream.
Yeah, but because people understand what that... To stream is a verb, and so you'd think that by 2040
or even just at least
is,
live stream.
Yeah.
Then, you know?
We know what you mean by saying, hey, did you see the stream?
Yeah.
Because that...
You know, live stream. In case people who are old don't know what a stream is, they'll think, oh, did you see the stream? And then they imagine, like, a river.
Did you see that bubbling brook? There was a really interesting rainbow trout.
The bubbling brooks!
Oh, that's what they're going to
change.
That's
my impression of your impression of Mel Brooks.
Well, we should go further. We should then get someone to do an impression of your impression of my impression of Mel Brooks.
James?
That's
pretty good.
Hey.
What I did find odd about Ready Player One was that, as you were saying with the contemporary references, it's pretty self-explanatory that...
It's on the nose.
No, well, these people make their own skins, of course. So, having someone be Tracer from Overwatch isn't that weird, because they can just make...
Anyone can be Hannibal Lecter in this Oasis.
So, yeah, by people dressing up as Tracer, they're making the assumption that people know what Overwatch is in the 2030s, is that when it's set?
I think it's 2045.
In the 2040s, that people remember what Overwatch is, and then later when people watch this film, if people watch this film 20 years from now, that people are going to recognize anyone in it.
Well, okay, so I'm surprised that they didn't put, Mario and Sonic in this movie.
They probably have to pay money
But they put in, Overwatch characters.
Yeah, they probably just rang up Blizzard and
something like Mechagodzilla. That's timeless.
Yeah.
And even if you don't know who Mechagodzilla is, it's just a giant robot lizard.
Everyone loves robots.
Something like Tracer, if Overwatch isn't still in fashion 20 years from now, which I can probably guarantee it won't be, because it's now being replaced by Fortnite. But the Tracer, it just kind of looks like this woman in a tight suit with, glasses on. It just kind of looks like generic sci-fi woman who can run fast. So it doesn't have to be Tracer. Like, if you're watching the movie in the future and you're like, For some reason you're fixating on this character, you'd just be like, oh, it's just a cool sci-fi woman skin.
Yeah, you can get context cues from what you're watching. So like you said, you can look at it and go, oh, well, I assume that this is a character. But if you don't know who the character is, You can make an inference, but you won't go, Tracer.
Yeah, you could just go, exactly. Because we know what Overwatch is, we know what she is.
Mm. But the whole purpose is for people to look at it and go, Tracer, and not, pretty shoot woman.
Yeah.
Pretty shoot woman.
Australian long shoot man. that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Oh god, that's probably true though. Like, if there was a TF2 character, some people wouldn't know who that was.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I would have been more freaking out if there was a TF2 character in the movie than if there was a Overwatch character, because I don't give a shit about Overwatch.
Well, because TF2 is, you know, even though it's not that old, it's still a little more retro.
Overwatch. It's at least 10 years old.
Hmm. It. Yeah. Well, it came out.
2007.
Yeah, wow. Or
at least that was at least when it went free to play. Was that when it came out?
Wasn't it always free to play?
No.
Originally, you could buy it, and there was the proof of purchase was a little World War II Tommy hat.
Yeah. That's right. There was the vintage stuff.
I think it either became free to play in 2007 or it was made in 2007. I don't know.
Yeah. Either
there was one, there was also Team Fortress Classic.
One. Yeah,
which was just called Team Fortress when it came out, but now is called Team Fortress Classic.
Yeah,
because Steam can rename games. You know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Shovel Knight was originally just called Shovel Knight. Now it's Shovel Knight and it has a subtitle.
But because of all the things that have, all the DLC and the sequel bits that have come after it.
Yeah.
Star Wars was just Star Wars and then it was Star Wars A New Hope.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They could prank someone by doing that. Just like have it change into some really erotic title and then your mum looks at your Steam game list and it's like, what are you playing there,
Doki and, Doki Literature.
Or you, yeah.
Fucky Fucky Kill Stab.
One thing I was surprised about Ready Player One was how boring the credits were.
Yeah.
Both the opening and closing credits of the movie were incredibly dull. It was just black screen with white text.
I was expecting it to be something sort of like along the lines of Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, even the Warner Brothers logo was just the basic Warner Brothers logo.
Yeah.
Tintin had a cool opening title sequence.
It had an opening title, yeah.
But it didn't change the logos or anything at the beginning of the movie. No. They didn't change the Warner Brothers logo, which is fine. Like, it'd be fine if they didn't change the Warner Brothers logo as long as they had a really cool looking opening title sequence.
Are you trying to play the Wii?
Yeah. What are you... Anyway,
the boy
is playing the Wii on his laptop.
He's not. He's just holding the Wii remote.
Always distracted the boy.
Yeah, or attempting to play the Wii on his laptop.
Never serious.
Anyway,
the boy.
But like, yeah, Tintin and Catch Me If You Can, and those movies had pretty cool opening title sequences.
Mm.
And yet, Ready Player One was just black.
I don't know, maybe it's just to offset all of the pretty that was
maybe,
the film.
Maybe.
Well, the amazing thing is, that was one of the movies where you could get away with doing something like that.
Hmm.
Like, surprisingly, Pacific Rim Uprising had a really cool-looking Warner Brothers logo that was like made to look like one of the holograms in the movie, right?
Mm.
And even Game Night, a Hollywood comedy, a mainstream Hollywood comedy... They had the opening titles, the opening logos come in as game pieces.
Mm.
Like, it's like this sequence of these purple game pieces, like Chess, Battleship, Monopoly, all these other game pieces. And then, like, the Warner Brothers and New Line logos look like game pieces.
Oh,
it was really cool. That was a really well-made movie, Game Night, by the way.
I didn't see it.
James and I saw that. We saw it in V Junior.
Right. Mm.
And we invited you, but you couldn't. You didn't come because you're gay.
Yeah, I thought I hadn't watched it at first because exactly when I heard you say Game Night, I immediately thought what K-N-I-G-H-T. So I thought there was like this Night of Game.
But yeah, no, Game Night was a really well made movie. I think it was incredibly well edited and well shot and all that stuff, and really well written too for a mainstream Hollywood comedy. Mm. You know,
but because I was having sex with a man, I couldn't join you.
Yeah, exactly.
What he had his own game night,
Steve.
Ooh!
It was a gay night!
Speaking of gay people, Mark Zuckerberg's in the news recently. Mark Zuckerberg's been in the news lately, and he's not gay, but a robot.
Hey.
Yeah, everyone's...
Well, all robots are gay. Everyone
are they gay
that.
Robots?
C-3PO?
Oh boy.
He's not gay, he's British.
What's the difference? He's camp. I don't know, I think
is he gay
C-3PO,
or
and R2, C-3PO and R2-D2 are pretty
the
gay.
The Maker! No, they hate each other. Or at least...
Compare C-3PO and R2-D2 to the gay couple from Modern Family.
Yeah.
They are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay?
I was talking about like Kenny Baker and Anthony Daniels, really.
Oh, no, I meant the characters of C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh, they put up with each other. They're like a Rimmer and Lister.
They're like an old gay married couple. Like the two who
bicker.
Talk
about Rimmer in the context of gay.
They bicker at each other constantly. I didn't even hear what you said. You're just laughing like Jimmy Carr over here.
I'm still just picturing, like, if someone to, like, golden, like, put a golden sheen on Mark Zuckerberg, it would probably be C-3PO.
Yeah, he'd look like C-3PO, but Mark Zuckerberg's face is just too... He looks like an android.
Like, yeah, he was just, like, he's the default generation of a 3D program.
Well, he kind of just...
You want
just
to make man?
Look,
here is Mark.
I mean, I think he is a high-functioning autistic man. I think he may...
Potentially.
He may have
Asperger's.
He could
also be a robot. Have you seen the gif of him drinking water at the hearing?
I'm going to apply hydration to my oral fixture.
Yeah, or like the way he drinks water, he you're right there? The way
Sorry.
He drinks water in that trial is he picks it up really slowly, studies the glass, takes the tiniest sip, studies the glass again, and then puts it down.
Oh, what's
Running
that fucking movie?
Running
drink.exe. Yeah.
What's that fucking movie that has a bunch of people piloting a man?
Dave.
Dave.
Meet Dave.
Fucking Mark is the new Dave.
Yes, Mark is Meet Dave.
If only...
Except white. They whitewashed Meet Dave to create Facebook.
Like I was saying before, it's like freaking Twitch stream Mark.
Yeah. Are they going to do the social network but with all black people?
What,
like
there
the
would
Wiz
be no,
or
the thing
Black
is,
Panther.
I'm trying to think of a horrible, like, racist
though.
Facebook
they
name.
They can't though, because it's based on a true story, and Mark Zuckerberg is a white man.
The Wiz isn't based on a true story.
I know it's not.
The water.
Hold on,
I know
see
the
this
Wiz
real quick.
Isn't based on a true story.
That was a question. I was shocked that you were saying that the Wiz wasn't.
No.
Dorothy. Who's Dorothy in the Wiz? Is she just Dorothy, or is she like LaQuisha?
I can't remember. I haven't seen The Wiz.
LaQuanda didn't fly up in a tornado from Kansas.
Why didn't you think of a name starting with D, like DaQuanda?
Because DaQuanda is not a name.
DaQuisha.
Okay, I just saw a video.
Dynasty.
The boy just showed me.
Shady Nasty.
The boy just showed me a video of the Mark drinking the water. And he looks like he is concerned for his life in his eyes. Like, he looks like Eminem trying to think of a rap. He's just, like, focusing on the ground like he's staring laser
beams into
it.
You've seen the way he just...
Shit, more rhymes than spaghetti!
You've seen... Forgetti? Regretti?
He keeps on forgetti.
Regretti? You've seen him, the way he, like... has this, like, serious face, then smiles, then goes back to the serious face.
It's like the program, like, there's this one dude manning the happy face button, like, I haven't pressed it in a minute, I have to press it now.
Because I imagine that his publicist has whispered in his ear, if you say something and then laugh, then they may think you're joking, and then you'll get off.
Then they gave him a booster seat, did you see that?
Yes!
They gave him a booster seat. And there's also, like just gifs of him... his face just malfunctioning, you know?
Mr. Zuckerberg, did you misuse people's personal information?
I understand.
And then he does this. And he does this. Like, he does a face like that, where his, like, top lip has just disappeared.
I like how you say a face like that in a podcast.
That's the result
of why I described the face afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the result of his humor program.
Yeah.
That's the... Oh, yes, Senator.
What the hell are you doing, Buckley?
Cat's doing yoga.
You better sort yourself out, Bucko. You better make your bed.
The thing is, he's doing that thing where cats go into a, you know, they go into a circle, but he's doing it vertically instead of horizontally.
He's doing it where he eats his own tail and becomes infinity.
So he's just got his, like, top half. He's basically folded himself in half.
He's an Ouroboros feline.
Buckley. You're so funny, Buckley. I'm just going to take a...
Why didn't the Egyptians make a sphinx in this position?
Yeah.
Because it was too difficult. Because if there was an erosion, then the Sphinx would just become a blob with a head.
Maybe that's what the pyramids are. The pyramids are actually cats.
It was a previous attempt at making a cat that had curled itself into a ball, but now it's just a four-sided slanty fuck.
Don't talk about my cat like that.
Is it worse to accuse the Egyptians of that or your cat?
Don't talk about my pussy like that.
The boy!
I love that's your first... That's the first thing you say in the podcast.
Your foray into the podcast is about your pussy.
I'm gonna piss,
Thanks for dabbing for us.
That was...
You're gonna piss standing or sitting?
The people at home don't get to appreciate that performance, but that was a really elaborate dab dance. I loved it.
Dabbing is such a dead meme.
I hate it because I sneeze like that, just because...
I sneeze into my elbow. Because you want to be hygienic. I sneeze into my elbow, but I don't dab when I do it.
Yeah, I don't do the other hand, but people, even if you just do the one arm, people still think you're dabbing, and it's just like, why?
I do it as a joke. I do it as a joke. Like, what? I say, oh, nice dab, bro. Yeah. As a joke. But speaking of dead memes, what do you think of your yodel boy?
No, oh, God.
Now, you young men are going to have to explain yodel boy to me.
Well, yeah, because this
we can just show the video.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it real close to the mic so they can hear the crack in his voice that everyone is just jizzing.
Basically, it's actually a video that was pretty funny in its own right. It's a video of just a boy in a Walmart for no reason just yodeling. He's just doing a yodeling.
So much. This is my first exposure to the yodel boy, people.
Yeah,
fucking the first bit.
Just in the middle of a Walmart yodeling. Now this video would have been funny on its own, right? If people didn't meme the hell out of it. And it stopped being funny.
I'm really curious about the circumstances as to why he's singing.
It sounds like if you slow down Crazy Frog.
And then of course people went too far with it. They made like the Yodel Boy trap remix. Which, I mean, was pretty obviously gonna happen anyway. Mm-hmm. But then people just... It became... too popular to be considered a meme anymore.
Darude Yodel Storm.
You know, some things that they become so popular they're not a meme anymore, they're just popular.
Like if it appears on Ellen, kind of does it then get ruined?
He did! He appeared on Ellen. He went on the Ellen show, which immediately... I mean, the meme was dead before he went on the Ellen show, but the Ellen show just buried the meme.
What the hell did they interview him on?
I don't know.
Anyway. You practice in front of like your nan, practice in Walmart.
Yeah. Anyway, he got on stage at Coachella.
Yeah.
They gave him a slot at Coachella.
After Queens of the Stone Age went on, they then brought out Yodel Boy.
Yeah.
And this is all because of 20 seconds of footage.
Like, no, 2 minutes.
Well, 20 seconds was all that really mattered.
Yeah.
I doubt anyone really stayed there and listened to
I didn't watch the thing. I stopped at 20 seconds just then.
Like, if we just had 20 seconds in this podcast that got put on a video and put on YouTube and then we got 7 million views, then what would we do with our life? Oh my God, we're set.
It would be worse than Spubby.
Yeah.
Just because it randomly got out.
Yeah. And this thing happens a lot with people just going on TV or going on the internet, doing something absolutely stupid and then becoming famous for it and getting millions of people... invested in them.
Well, it's because people can, if there is something that you can condense into something that short, it means that it's a good product.
You can
explain a brand in 10 words or less, it's a good product.
Exactly. The exact same thing happened to Danielle Bregoli.
AKA
the Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
It seems like we're just in a climax society where everyone wants that one big moment, that ejaculation, and then they're done.
They don't even need the full thing. They just need the quote, Cash Me Outside, how about that? Then that became a meme, and then it became too popular to be considered a meme anymore, much like the Yodel Boy. Yodel Boy is the Cash Me Outside of 2018.
Yeah. Well, it's in part a lot of youth culture and in part adults trying to get into youth culture.
Yeah, exactly. It's but the thing is, like, I have friends who genuinely think the Yodel Boy is, like, funny after the meme being dead because they're basic. They're normies.
Mm.
Like, I hate to use the word normies, but, I mean, I can't think of another word to
normies,
use.
Normies.
Well, there is the implication that because you're such a high art contributor to and you watch fucking black and white French films that obviously you're above Yodel Boy. But...
I'm not... above other people. I don't consider...
No, it's I don't really...
But... I don't like to think of myself as thinking of myself as above people, but part of me does.
Yeah, well, the...
It's the same thing that happened to the Rick and Morty fandom, is that there were genuine people who thought that they were above everyone else for watching the show.
And then and people now are in on the meme.
Exactly. So sometimes you'll get... Like, I mean, I think most comments you'll find on the internet where it says, oh, you have to have a high IQ to enjoy blank.
Yeah.
It's pretty, like, on the nose. It's
like humble bragging, basically.
Well, not even humble bragging. It's making fun of itself.
But it's secondhand humbleness where, like, when you say something, then it loses its value. Like, you do a good deed for someone and then you advertise it, then it loses its value.
But I feel like even meme culture in the people who say, oh, this was on the Ellen show, therefore it died. It's already in and of itself a form of self-righteousness, you know? There are people who are gatekeepers to the meme, not letting a meme become too popular, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like going, oh, well, because you enjoy it, it's not good anymore. Because when I enjoyed it, it was special, and it was for me.
It's the people who make fun of hipsters for saying, oh, it's too mainstream and I don't like it anymore, that then go on to say that something is too mainstream, therefore it is no longer valid.
Yeah, well, in part because we're all guilty of it, in part because a lot of the time we find identity in the things that we enjoy. Yeah. And when you find something that you think only you enjoy, that's special. And that's part of your identity. Because you then become the Rick and Morty dude. But when it's you and a billion people that go, Szechuan sauce, it becomes less special. And then you feel less special.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's not even just that. It's some people, there is that some people like to think that. But then there's also the whole stigma of popular culture is stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of popular stuff is stupid. Just go by, like, who are some really, really famous YouTubers? People like
Jake
Lele
Paul.
Pons, the Paul brothers, the Fine brothers. Lots of stupid, badly made content, right? Mm. But they're so popular, and they must be popular for a reason. I guess we're the outsiders in this situation.
Mm.
The thing is, we think of ourselves as so high and mighty because we don't like this stupid stuff. But maybe, just maybe, because we're the outsiders in this situation, maybe we're wrong.
Yeah, it's like the, well, maybe the children are wrong. What's the Principal Skinner quote?
No, it can't be me. It's the children who are wrong.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
So in part, like, trash pop culture has existed since pop culture has been able to communicate.
Bad culture has existed forever. Mm. Like, there have been people who trash Shakespeare plays because they're too popular, you know?
Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare.
Yeah, because they're full of dick and fart jokes and they're written for the common man. So people may have gone, what, The Tempest? But now that it's sort of, you know, rare to like it, if you're a theatre goer, you can huff your own farts and feel good about it.
I hope that doesn't happen to the Paul brothers, though. Because not only is, I feel like we are in the right, I don't want to be that self-righteous prick, but I feel like people who hate the Paul brothers are in the right, you know? I mean, because obviously there are 7 billion people in the world who don't watch the Paul brothers. There are just the 10 million that do. But the thing is, they are so ingrained in YouTube culture that they are being sponsored and made more popular by YouTube, right? Mm. Because they are popular. The thing is, YouTube doesn't only care about what's popular, they care about what gets them the most money with kids, specifically.
Well, because kids are such a driving force in their audience, because kids can swamp things.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, they can just take their parents' credit cards and
buy things. Exactly. And that, which is why boy bands become so popular as well, because they're targeted towards teenage girls who, with their hormones, don't know what to do with their life. I highly recommend listening to the Bo Burnham song Repeat Stuff.
I was literally thinking that.
Yeah, it's a perfect satire on like pop culture and boy band culture.
Yeah, a lot of this is about, you know, how easy things are to produce. If you can produce things for very little money and little effort and then receive a huge reward, then that's excellent. That's a great business model for you. And so if you can promote short attention spans and low quality content, then you can pump out that
Not only are the Paul brothers bad content, but they're
bad people,
bad role models.
Yeah,
like, they've done things over and over and over to, like, that would get a smaller channel banned from YouTube.
Yeah.
Things like showing a dead body, tasing a dead rat, having, like, sex on camera for the thumbnail.
Yeah,
shit like this. And then, like, you know, they just get demonetized for a week instead. Mm. But someone like Oni Plays says, like, faggot too many times in a video, and they have to start bleeping their videos because they're getting demonetized.
No, CSI!
This all, the whole adpocalypse thing happened because PewDiePie made a Jew joke in one of his videos.
No,
that happened afterwards. But it's because, in an actually really funny thing that happened, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the Jewish community of YouTube said it was funny as well. They were on board with it. They thought it was a hilarious video. And yet, Wall Street Journal and traditional journalism, like, the people who watch on YouTube, that kind of people, they went off on PewDiePie for anti-Semitism, being a Nazi, and all this shit, right?
Well, a big problem with that is most people that kick up a stink about racism or sexism often aren't the victims of it,
yeah.
but they virtue signal and they want to kick up a stink on behalf of someone else.
It's the kinds of people like, I'm sorry for being white. It's like, if I could be black, I would
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
If I were a black man, I would be upset if someone said to me, dude, I wish I was black.
The thing is, there are lots of people who genuinely feel sorry for the race that they are a part of because of the fact that white people cause so much injustice. Yes, they did, but we didn't, so we shouldn't have to feel too ashamed. I mean, obviously we should feel ashamed for what our ancestors did, but we shouldn't feel ashamed for what race we are because of what our ancestors did, you know?
Or you should feel empathy for the people that were treated poorly.
Exactly.
But you shouldn't go, my whiteness, well, I'm carrying on the white, because that's a eugenic idea.
Yeah. Like, and it's not just that, like, the white people feel sorry for being white because white people in the past did bad things. There are genuine people in minorities who believe that all white people are bad because there are lots of bad white people.
Well, those people are idiots.
Yeah.
And going back to, like, the YouTube, like, demonetization and the Wall Street Journal, like, you'll notice all these are, like left-sided.
Yeah.
And let's just say, the left side loves to censor things.
They the thing is, I would consider myself left-leaning rather than right-leaning, but there are so many left-leaning people that cause so much censorship.
Yeah.
It's really hard to really empathize with the left side, but it's also hard to empathize with the right side because they're incredibly, you know, well, like the far-leaning right side.
You might be what's called a traditional liberal. So as in, you are about freedom of speech and about the individual being able to do what they want and not stepping on other people's toes.
Yeah.
But you're not part of the what's called the recessive left, where it's about pushing back against people that they believe to be offensive.
Yeah. But the thing is, I hate racism, I hate sexism and all that shit. Like, I hate it all. It should not be a thing. But offensive language and stuff like that is fine in a humorous context when you're not actually aiming to hurt someone's feelings.
Exactly.
Mm. When your aim is not to hurt someone's feelings, your aim is to make someone laugh.
Yeah.
When your aim is to hurt someone's feelings, that's where freedom of speech becomes weird, because one, I respect someone's right to say something, but two, I don't respect what they're saying.
The following rant has been removed from this episode for being too serious and going against the humorous nature which we strive for with this podcast. Please enjoy the rest of these funny boys. I mean funny uncles. Hee hee, funcles.
I've been getting the same ad over and over, and it's so annoying because it's like, it's a 5-second ad about this, like, light thing.
I'm getting that
ad
too.
They're fucking in the toilet?
Yes!
Why?
Yes!
Like, the first 2 seconds, silence, and then suddenly...
Banjo
like,
music.
It'll be like a ukulele at, like, 10 times the sound of the video. Like, I'll be like...
And it cuts off as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to turn the volume down.
I thought I was the only one getting these.
What? Why are we getting these? Okay, we gotta make a conspiracy theory on the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, but the thing is, I'm also getting ads
for,
like... The
toilet is Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm also getting weird ads for just, like, you know, those weird CG nursery rhyme videos as well, you know?
I'm
getting weird ads like that on OnlyPlays videos.
I haven't been getting those, but I have been getting, like, the 2.5-second ad for nothing in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't make me want to buy this product. It makes me...
It makes
like,
me confused.
It makes me want to find... It makes me want to find the channel that this is posted on and block them so that I won't get the ad anymore.
It makes me look at this product and go, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Because when I go to the toilet at night, I turn
the light on so I can
see what I'm doing.
Yeah, and even if you were to only use a toilet light, it would just illuminate, like, your genitals and you'd be like,
well, it would illuminate the toilet bowl and your dick would still be in the shadows.
Yeah,
and
so like, you'd have to still sit down. Yeah. Which you would do in the dark anyway.
If you weren't actually hitting inside the bowl of the toilet, if you were hitting, you know, the rim or, God forbid, the floor, you wouldn't see it because the only bit that is illuminated is the bowl.
Yeah.
So you have to... test piddles. Just, nope,
and
missed.
Like,
so, might as well just sit down and there's still no point to having a toilet
light. Then you just have illuminated crutch.
And it doesn't...
It would maybe make sense if the light would illuminate the whole room and if it was like an ensuite that like you couldn't close a door to.
But then it would be blinding.
But
toilet of glory.
But, yeah,
But, like, the thing is, it doesn't advertise the product. It's, like, 3 seconds of this, like, play shot on iPhone of this guy walking up to the toilet, and then...
I don't even...
The thing is, before there was the toilet one, because there were a couple of variations, before I saw the toilet one, it would be, like, there would be, like, a table and a coffee mug, and it would be silence for a second, you get the banjo music, and I wasn't sure what the product was...
No.
Who the audience was for, and so there were a couple different ones that were like that, like innocuous, just like a scene with out of focus shit and banjo music.
See now, and now like the ads themselves that are being played on videos mean nothing.
Yeah,
like that these are just 5 second videos that now allow someone to get both ad revenue on their video that's being advertised and the video that has the advertisement on.
It's not even about like Coca-Cola pulling out and YouTube not making money.
No.
Because now the only people that are advertising are weird things. Because
you know what I think? Because like the music starts like 2 seconds in and then it just cuts off. You know what I think? Yeah. I think they were quote unquote editing it and accidentally moved this like the sound layer forward.
I reckon it's on purpose because you start your video and you hear nothing. You hear sounds. You go, what's that? And then you look back at your window and then you go, what is this product?
We've been talking about this ad, this particular ad, for way longer than we should be talking about.
Because it's ruining my life, Nicholas.
Exactly.
The illuminated toilet bowl. Yeah.
What I do want to know is, how the hell did they even get their ad on YouTube?
Because surely you gotta give some YouTube.
Because they paid money to have it like.
How does that company get money?
And that's why it's so short. No, it's a business
plan.
Tiny.
The business plan, like for a lot of businesses, is I learned this in business classes. A lot of businesses they just shell off like $1,000 that they have to get rid of towards advertising everywhere. Just advertising it literally everywhere. And the thing is, that's not a good business plan. You should advertise towards people that will actually buy the thing.
You gotta advertise to diarrhea.
That is clearly what these toilet people are doing. They're just shelling off this money towards putting the ad on literally whatever they can get the ad onto, right? So now people are getting this ad. I'm sure that a lot of people like us who watch content that similar to what we watch are getting the same ad. But the thing is, they're not advertising towards people who will actually buy the ad, buy the product. You know?
Well, that's the thing, is there is a scientific basis under this, because it's more expensive to have a targeted specific ad to, you know, to the 15 people.
Well,
that will
it's not.
Buy.
It's actually not more expensive to have a very specifically made ad. See, because you'd be spending less money getting the ad out there because you're only targeting towards this very specific parameter.
But then you have to try and find the people that
are
going to
you're putting more effort into advertising. But the thing is, while you're putting more effort into it, you're going to get better like coverage for your ad, and therefore more likely to get more sales.
But did you see that thing? This guy paid YouTube to advertise, I think it was his Minecraft Let's Play on YouTube.
Yeah, no, like, I get, sometimes you get ads that are just an 11-minute video that someone
sometimes
posted.
It's just someone's video.
Yeah. I'm so glad that they're skippable, though.
Yeah.
Imagine if they weren't. Well, we would just go back and refresh.
I would refresh the page.
Kind of that was this company. It was you might have seen it. It was Tumblr and stuff. It was this thing, a 4 hour or something ad.
Yeah.
Of like
a guy just sitting on his lawn. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
I saw
the thing is, that's like comedic.
Yeah.
So,
it's like surreal experimental comedy, that video.
It made people interested.
The person actually watched the full 4 hour video as well. It was weird. But like, sometimes I just get an ad that is someone's Let's Play on a mobile game.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It's so weird. And the thing is, these people are making enough money that they can advertise somewhere, but their content is very badly made. The audio quality is shit, and there's no, like good production value. I've never heard of this channel before, yet they're clearly making enough money that they can advertise their Let's Play videos.
Or their daddy's rich enough to allow them to.
No, they look old enough that they're living on their own, so...
Yeah, but... You
thing
know,
is, yeah, Minecraft Let's
Minecraft
Plays make so
Let's
much
Plays.
Money. Yep. Sky does Minecraft, owns a mansion in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, fuck?
Yeah.
I would.
I've got a hypothetical for you boys.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 10 duck-sized horses?
I have fuck heard you. This.
10 duck-sized horses? Yeah. You kick them.
Yeah.
But
they're horses.
But they're cute.
Okay.
And they're
okay.
cute.
Okay.
It's like ponies times a million.
Replace the horses with bears.
Oh, boy.
Or lions. Bears. I'll go with bears.
Are they
In relation to their size, they are about they don't. It's not Ant-Man rules where they retain the same strength that they would have if they were normal size.
Because bears are pretty vicious, but if they were small, like there are some small animals that will like.
You're fighting 10 of these. Moderate, like these are almost cat size as well. These 10. They're ducks.
They're basically just wolverines.
You're fighting 10 small bears, almost cubs, if anything, but they're full grown bears the size of
a bit. A bear sized duck, you're not gonna be able to do any damage to it.
I mean, is it?
Are we dealing with horses and bears here or horses and ducks?
I'm gonna go with bears
and ducks.
Bears and ducks.
Is it aggressive?
So a duck sized bear or 10 bear sized ducks?
Ducks are aggressive.
Ducks are pretty
aggressive, but they ducks don't have
are
claws.
Rapists.
Like
ducks are rapists. Ducks are Weinsteins, okay? Ducks are Weinsteins.
Yeah, but I don't have a corkscrew vagina. They're not interested in me.
But this bear size...
My
this
boy
bear,
pussy is a straight
shut
line.
Shut up. This bear-sized duck could eat you.
It would have been different if it was a goose.
Why would it? Ducks don't
geese
eat...
Geese are way
it
more terrifying.
It could, though. It could bite your head off.
Oh, hippos are vegetarian, but they still eat.
Regardless of this duck being a vegetarian, it's being threatened by you. You have to fight this duck. The duck is going to fight you regardless of if you want to fight back.
The 10
right?
duck-sized bears.
Do I get a weapon?
No.
Fists.
Your fists.
And feet. And your nose.
I would still say...
that's unfair.
I would still... I mean, is this like in an arena or is this just like in an open field?
Open field.
Because then I would fight the 10 bears and just try and single them all out.
Yeah.
You'd do it from a tree.
Well, no, like just try and run around so like the pack leader can come out. I can punt him. Wait, run a bit more. Just keep punting some bears.
Do they
rather
have
than having a fucking
bear
huge
speed?
Duck.
What type of shoes am I wearing? That's important.
If you have Stocat boots.
Gucci.
I'm not putting my Gucci at risk.
You just get killed by the duck then?
Yes.
What?
It's like when you bring Gucci into this, it changes the whole thing.
Alright.
I think you'd probably have a better chance of outrunning the bear-sized duck than the 10 duck-sized bears.
What if you just like ride it and tame him and become friends and have an animated musical adventure?
Do you want to hear the worst hypothetical I've ever been told?
Go for it.
It's like, would you rather watch your parents do it every month or participate once a year?
Oh!
I'd rather just like...
participate once a year. Okay,
you participation.
You have to touch them.
You know what I would do?
Wait, you mean participate with them?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
I think it was actually
he meant just participate. Like, you're only allowed to have sex once a year, just in general.
No.
Oh, no, he means that you...
Participate with them, no.
I think the actual thing was, like, watch once a week.
If you watch once a month, you'd get used to it.
Yeah,
if it's like
I don't think you'd be able
weekly,
to get.
You just get used to it. It's like okay, whatever.
I don't think you'd get used to having sex with your parents.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like a zookeeper, you would see some animals do it.
Yeah,
and you'd just be like, eh, part of the job.
Okay, hey, now replace parents with monkeys.
I would watch it every day.
I thought you were about to say I'd participate every day.
But the thing is, you don't have like an emotional attachment to the monkeys necessarily. But if
it's
your parents,
funny noises.
Yes.
The
thing is, they have sex considerably more violently than humans.
No,
do.
You know what?
Well, I think it's just because in those cases, one of the monkeys
doesn't want
to do it.
Oh. I thought the only other animal that derived pleasure from sexual intercourse was dolphins.
All animals derive pleasure from it, but there are only some that do it like for
fun. For the pleasure.
Yeah, there are only some that seek it out as in like a thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not just for procreation.
Yeah.
They do it because
I've got listener emails for us.
Hey!
Yeah.
I'm
so
excited.
That'd be fun. Right, let's stop talking about animal sex.
I mean...
I know the first email.
Yes.
I've been fucking a scum.
Out of curiosity, are your parents home yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm just testing if this is still picking
up.
Yeah,
it's
up.
Still good.
We're leaning back too far. Okay,
first... I'm the one that's causing the major spikes.
Listener emails, listener emails. Our first listener email comes from CatLoverZXCV.
Yes.
Ben's favorite YouTuber. CatLover says, "Hi, uncles. I love your podcast. I have a question for you. Who is your celebrity crush?" From CatLoverZXCV.
My celebrity crush is CatLover.
Yeah,
the biggest celebrity.
No, legitimate. Who is your celebrity crush? Ben, you go first.
Is it
the girls of Chaim?
I really do like the Danielle Chaim, but right now,
doesn't have to be a woman.
It doesn't.
Henry Cavill, Bob Luskins.
No, right now
Henry Cavill's
it's,
I think it's hard for someone not to have a crush on Henry Cavill, though.
Well, I'm not gay.
But,
so
yeah, but
you don't have to be gay to like Henry Cavill.
Yeah. At the moment, that Tim Allen though.
It's Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Ooh.
I don't know who that is. I just say
no matter what.
I'm not.
Ooh.
Bob Hoskins.
I'm gonna look it up.
Both Mario and Luigi from the 1993 Super Mario Bros.
You're taking both.
Yes.
But Luigi.
Young. Nancy Wilson.
Oh, Mario.
Mario!
That just sounds like he's mid-coitus.
Mario, please!
This isn't even... You're not even doing an impression based on the movie. You're just doing an impression based on the cartoon.
Of the other Luigi.
Hotel Mario cartoon.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. What's
Mario!
Tremble for?
Look what I made!
That's a stone, Luigi.
You didn't make it.
It's a football! I chiseled it!
Regulation size!
Well, you have a little spaghetti on your overalls.
It's not. Well, but not.
Is he making
but not
his... Mario and Luigi fanfiction over here.
Fuck you, Luigi.
You got a bit of spaghetti in your mouth, Mario.
You got a bit of spaghetti on your. Well, no, he's
well, you
like,
gonna pass the sauce on your shirt.
Nice of the princess.
Well, he's like,
invite us over for some dinner.
For
hey,
some
Luigi.
Hey, Luigi.
I hope she made
lots of spaghetti. But the thing is that you're the thing that you're making fun of is his voice isn't like. You got a little spaghetti on your overalls. It's like you have a little spaghetti on your overalls.
Because it's
well,
a completely
you,
different
Luigi.
Dude.
There's like a whole bunch of different Mario voices
and then
you can
do. The not
like
mustachio
the guy,
there's
Luigi.
Like, there's like four Mario voices you can do. I what? Like how we've gone from talking about celebrity crushes
yeah,
to
cat
Mario
lovers just like,
please.
I mean,
before I talk about mine, I just want to state that there are four Mario voices that you can do. You can do that. It's a me, a Mario.
Charles Martinet.
Then there's Bob Hoskins Mario who's like, hey, I'm Mario.
What
it's like
what
the deep,
Captain
that's like
Lou
the
Albano.
Fucking Wario.
And then there's Captain Lou Albano. He's like, oh fuck you, Luigi. If you do drugs, you go to hell before you die.
Talk to your priest, your rabbi, your mom.
Yeah, and then there's the Hotel Mario one. Is like, it's nice for the princess to invite us for dinner, eh, Luigi?
And then there's the fifth Vinny Mario.
Oh, well, Vinny Mario is like an impression of all four of them
yeah.
combined.
Hey, Mario,
Bignot.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd say currently my celebrity crush would be Anya Taylor-Joy. She's incredibly
can
great.
Can I see her?
Yes.
Show me.
Junie from Spy Kids 1.
That's disgusting.
And only
she's
Spy
like
Kids 1.
She's like 14 in
the
film.
Junie
is the male
character. He said Junie, you dipshit, not Carmen.
That's even worse. He's younger than that.
This is Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, and she's a very good actress as well.
Oh yeah, blood in her mouth.
Yeah, the blood in her mouth one comes up.
Who's the French lady that grinds on Karen Farrell in The Lobster?
Is that Lee Sedol?
Oh no, I don't speak Spanish.
No, she's not the. she's not the maid in that movie. Lee Sedol is a maid in a different movie.
Is she in Inglourious Basterds?
She's in Inglourious Basterds. Yeah, not a maid in that movie, but she's in that movie.
She's one of the La Petite daughters.
I don't know who the maid from
the small daughters.
That's La Petite.
Yeah, anyway,
the
let's...
small.
Yeah, but La Petite is a family name.
It still
it's not
the
petite.
Small.
It's not petite, it's pedite.
And P-P-A.
They say in American, it's like, hey, we want to go over to see La Petite.
The pedite. Anyway, I've got another listener
bonjour,
email.
Monsieur.
I've got, Aurora Borealis. And then is...
I thought that was the entire email.
That's the subject. That's the subject.
Aurora Borealis.
That's the subject of it. The actual content of the email is just the letter A.
Hey!
That's from Kevin Sampire, my good buddy Kevin.
Hey. Oh, the weeaboo.
Here's an actual listener email from Matthew Lindbergh, my friend from America.
America.
To whom it may concern, I love the podcast. I enjoy hearing your sensual voices on my way to and from work. Keep doing what you're doing.
I knew you were going
to
do this.
Okay, so that's not even a question. It's just him saying that he loves the podcast.
No, that's a request for us to keep doing what we're doing.
He wants you to
James,
do ASMR.
James, do some sexy ASMR on the microphone for the next 5 minutes.
Get me excerpt from 50 Shades of Grey.
Hey, it's free real estate.
No, get me an excerpt from 50 Shades of Grey.
That's a stolen Luigi.
Not into the microphone.
Make up some Mario Luigi.
Fan fiction.
Mario.
That's all I need.
Actually, no. Okay, well, make up a fan fiction between Mario and Bowser.
That's just the end of Mario Odyssey.
Okay. Mario, I didn't realize you were the princess all along.
Bowser notices bulge. Oh, what's this?
Mario.
Is that your pipe I see?
Is that your mushroom?
Is that your
pork? Is it going to make you grow bigger?
No, it's going to make you grow bigger.
Oh,
hey,
Mario.
You don't know what you're doing to a poor Koopa.
Poor Koopa.
Hey, I don't have much money. Please, Mario.
He's the king.
I've been losing all my money while I'm creating these worlds for you. I've been letting you collect it for me. Can you bring it back? Can you give me my money, please?
No, it's me! Every time I collect 100 coins, I get another life!
I want to tell you,
I want you to give me your life, Mario!
It is very painful to be having so many lives! Please let me die!
Mario, I want you to share your lives with me.
Wait, I've got an honest
question. I don't know how to do that!
I've got an honest question for you guys that I want you to think about, okay?
Okay.
With inflation...
Oh, God.
Is this currency or is this...
Just like as the Mario economy changes.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, good.
Does he require more or less coins for a life?
I don't think there's any inflation in the Mario. I think the currency stays the same.
I think there was a game theory video where they tried to.
Yeah, but who cares about MatPat?
Hey guys, game theory, you're stupid.
It depends on whether there is a Mushroom Kingdom mint. Mario's that not actually to Italian. Mint new coins.
But that's just a theory.
He's actually first generation American. He's born in Brooklyn.
No, that's only in the movie. Only in the movie is he's born in
he's
Brooklyn.
He's born in Brooklyn in the
he's
Mushroom
the most,
Kingdom.
He's the most, like, non-racist person. He's a Japanese character who's Italian.
Voiced by an American.
I'm picturing now someone, like, I know it's a bit cocky of me, but someone, like, animating this. Like, that bit where I said the one Mario, and it's just, like, casual animation of us just sitting on a couch, and then it turns into anime, and it's like Luigi just going, Mario.
And then we just burst into laughter.
Yeah.
Just that one Mario was all I needed.
Yeah, but, like, there's no talented animators who listen to this, as far as I know.
I'd love for people to animate segments of this podcast. It would be amazing.
I'd love for people to draw one still frame on a napkin and mail it in.
Yeah, or you could do that.
Yeah, but we don't have a PO box.
I think
we also don't have the money.
We'll just give him Nick's address. Tell you where he lives.
Hey.
Yeah, but that's mine too.
He lives at 69 Cool Street.
Well, I think...
Don't tell people!
69 Cool Street?
That's actually a street. 6969 Cool Street.
Yeah.
My address is 123 Help!
Well, it wasn't stolen from any other popular YouTuber.
Well, I might as well steal his jokes. He's not making any new ones.
Oh!
That's right, JonTron.
Get wrecked.
Please come on the podcast.
Yeah, reply to me, JonTron. Fight me.
800-sub channels calling out JonTron.
Would you rather fight JonTron or...
100 JonTron-sized.
Would you rather fight one John-sized Jacques or 10 Jacques-sized Johns?
Well, Jack is laser vision, like, he's just...
Yeah, I would not... I would rather fight 10 tiny Johns than
I would want to fight
giant robotic bird.
No, I would want to fight with laser vision. The John-sized Jacques just so I could attempt to befriend them. Because having a giant bird would be amazing.
You mean the Jacques, the John-sized Jacques?
Yeah, but Jacques is like, he will kill you.
No, attempt to befriend. Yeah, I know it's futile, but I'll attempt.
He's programmed.
I am attempting.
Thank you for that. I think that's a good place to end the podcast, to be honest.
I love how like we didn't actually commit to this to all the subjects we were going to talk about.
It feels nice to branch off more organically. It's a guideline. It's like the bones, and then just the legs become way too big.
Yeah,
we were too busy talking over James.
We brought James on for his sultry molasses-like voice, and he didn't actually get to talk that much.
Just give him 5 minutes of just him and his voice.
Yeah, it'd be good to get you back on in a future episode. Yeah,
we'll bring you back.
Yeah,
I'm happy to be like a weekly regular or whatever.
Yeah,
not weekly, but like seventh episode, Lee, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe
seventh episode. Assume that we're gonna do another seven.
Yeah,
I have confidence that we'll do at least 20.
I enjoy doing it. I just don't think we've got like the attention span to do it, because it seems that we do a couple of one sort of thing and then go.
Maybe if you actually committed to doing it every 2 weeks, we'd have the actual drive to make more episodes.
Oh, last week we sort of went, hey, are you available? And we went, nah, none of us are. And we went, okay.
I was available.
I was. But I'm like, I would like, if I could make podcasting my living, I would, like, if I could get onto like Maximum Fun Network or whatever.
You should do like a YouTube channel where you read things.
I would.
Yeah.
But I'm lazy.
I'll send you shit to read.
Yeah.
You have no business
all
reading.
The weird erotica.
Yeah, man.
The weed erotica?
Weird weed erotica.
Get high in the Nihon and touch each other.
Yeah.
Did you say get high, get Ehon?
Get
the honing starting.
No, get high in the Nihon and touch each other.
He's talking about Japan.
Oh boy.
I'm talking about weird, weed, weeb, erotica.
Okay. How do you guys normally finish off the podcast?
Well, I normally finish it off by saying, if you guys want to follow us on Twitter at Tempunkles, go ahead and do that. Send us listener emails at tempunkles@gmail.com. James, do you have anything you wish to promote?
Oh. I believe in you.
Do you want? You can do it.
Luigi. I'm sorry. I promote
good health.
Good health.
Peace.
Do not smoke the tobacco.
But smoke weed.
Smoke weed.
Every day.
Every day.
Do a dramatic reading of We're Number One to end the podcast with.
Okay.
Bring up the lyrics.
I'll bring up the lyrics of We Are Number One. I'll get you to do a dramatic spoken word reading of it. Okay. So you be the real Robbie, we'll be the not real Robbie.
Are we doing this
real
seriously
Rob?
Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so every bit seriously. Okay.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Are you a real villain?
Well, technically, nah.
Have you ever caught a good guy? Like a real superhero?
No.
Have you ever tried a disguise?
Nah.
Alright. I can see that I will have to teach you how to be a villains.
A villains?
Be a villains.
Shut the fuck up.
Go closer to the mic.
Okay. Hey. We are number one. Hey. We are number one. Now, listen closely. Here's a little lesson in trickery. This is going down in history. If you want to be a villain number one, you have to chase a superhero on the run. Versus. Just follow my moves and sneak around. Be careful not to make a sound. Shh. No. Don't touch that. Ha, ha, ha. Now look at this net that I just found. When I see go, be ready to throw. Go.
Throw it at him, not me! Ugh!
Let's try something else. Now watch and learn. Here's the deal. He'll slip and slide on this banana peel. Ha, ha, ha.
Hold on, I can do this bit.
Bada biddly.
Bada biddly.
What?
When does it say that?
Ba 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 billy ba 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 ba.
I can't do that.
We are number one.
I can't do that bit seriously. Bada biddly biddly ba ba.
Ba ba biddly biddly ba ba.
We are number one. Hey, we are number one. Hey, we are number one.
Hey, hey. Well, that's it for this episode of the Temporary Uncles podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. If you listen to this all the way through, type in Baba Bidley in the comment section below. If you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on iTunes instead, go to the YouTube channel and type Baba Bidley in the comment section.
That's all we want.
That's all we want from you. Just acknowledgement that you listened to this all the way through. Thank and you. not if you skipped to the end, because what would be the point anyway?
Well, I don't know how they would know to skip to the end to hear Baba Bidley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening.
Adios.
Baba Bidley. Baba Booey.